Society wants us to accept sodomy and lesbianism, and only the Lord knows after the acceptance of that where we'll head. But the Christian church cannot accept sodomy. It must continue to preach against its vileness. It must continue to expose it as God exposes it. He uses the word himself, an abomination. It's God's mouth. Who wants to silence God's mouth? God's mouth can't be silenced. And God's preachers can't be silenced either. An abomination. It's written in the book. Here it is. Every preacher who says it is right. He may go to jail for it. He may be maligned for it. He may not be liked for it. But he's saying the truth. And so there are these sins classified, these three particularly in the centre. But thank God there is forgiveness, even for these sins, congregation. And we desire the salvation of those who practice these things. We do not hate them. There is a distinction and a difference between hating the sin and hating people. Those who practice these things, we desire their salvation. And their salvation is possible. The Lord can save them. And may the Lord do so. And may we have tender hearts to pray that it may be so. And so we will aid and help and pray with them and for them. Though even they would desire to ban that, the counsel of God's word and the prayers of God's people for them, they would even desire to ban that. But we must pray on for their salvation and pray for those who do battle these things and are the Lord's. And they battle these things as we battle other things in regard to the sins of the body and of the flesh and of the mind and of the heart. We say to all sinners, there is grace. We say to every man or woman, however dark dyed their sin may be, we say, there is mercy. There is mercy with the Lord. There is a wonderful Savior for the worst of sinners. We can never say it's okay. We can never say it's different now and God allows it now and God accepts it now. No, we can never say that. If it means prison and persecution to say it, We can never deny these things. Even if they slay us, we can never say it's okay. We cannot, we will not shift in these matters because it is the scriptural position. It's all wrong. And it's always wrong. And like all sin, it must be repented of and turned from, forsaken and battled against by those who seem to have leanings that way. And to those of us who have no leanings to this perverseness, let us not be proud. We all have our own particular forms of depravity to battle. With some it may be ambition, that's equally a perversity. With some it may be desire for the opposite sex. That is equally wrong in a married relationship for others. There are a multitude of other sins not listed in this chapter. All is perverseness. All our sins are perverseness. All is iniquity. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So it's not just sodomites that have sinned. All have sinned, and we must never forget this, people of God. If you think sodomites are the chief of sinners, and you are not, then I fear the Holy Spirit has not yet caused you to see into your own heart. There's enough in our own hearts for any one of us to be able to say, and to feel, and to truly feel it, and sincerely feel it, I am the chief of sinners. So let us not be proud.